Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. So we have the chase for the championship, and Tony Stewart, the two-time champion, has missed the show. I guess we have to change the points, alter the system. The word is next year 12 drivers would make it. Even talk about a wild card, like the driver that wins the most races is automatically in. These are all reactionary changes. Although never really confirmed, the chase format was to reward drivers for winning after Matt Kenseth was declared the champion in 2003, even though he had only won one race. Only 1 week before the Richmond race this year, a rule was put into play that there would be ties allowed and 11 drivers could make it into the chase. I personally believe it was to help Casey Kane's chances of getting in. Yes, I believe more points to be awarded for a win, maybe a few for qualifying, but no matter what changes are made, there will always be a flaw in the system. And you know what? That's a very good thing. If you change a point structure to remedy a situation and another comes up, that only means that each season you have a completely different scenario. What if the driver with the most wins makes the chase for the championship automatically? Okay, then let's say some new guy races only half the season but racks up the most wins. Does he automatically get in? Oh, you're saying that couldn't possibly happen. Well, listen to this. Mark Martin has the most wins in the truck series with 4 wins. That tops the win category, even though Mark has only run 8 of the 17 races. Having one of the biggest names in NASCAR miss the chase, in my opinion, only adds to the drama. Did you notice 11th, 12th, and 13th place in the standings finished 1st, 2nd, and 3rd last year with Tony Stewart, Greg Biffle, and Carl Edwards? Let the chase begin, and I'm telling you, watch out for Tony Stewart for the remainder of 2006. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my podcast from Racing Rocks. To find out the station that's playing Racing Rocks near you, go to racingrocks.com.